guys, welcome back to Typically Peachy, and welcome to 2025. I cannot believe we're here. I cannot believe it is the New Year's episode. And this is an exciting episode because I have some updates to share. 2025, already, I just want to say I feel good. I feel good about this year. I feel like a lot of promising things are going to come out of it. Do you guys have that feeling? There's just something in the air. There's something in the year. I think I like odd-numbered years and even-numbered birthdays, which is what it is right now. So I'm looking forward to it. I have very high hopes. Not any specific expectations so much. I just feel good. I feel good about it. I'm also finally home, which feels incredible. You guys know how much traveling I was doing at the end of last year. Wild to say last year now. But yeah, 2024, I ended it with a lot of travel, and I am so excited to be in one place. I'm so excited to get organized again, to get my life back in order, to hopefully have some kind of a clear direction of what I want this year, which I don't right now, okay? Which, to be fair, it's only January 2nd. Well, when I'm recording right now, it's actually the 1st. The first day of the new year. And typically I try to record a bit earlier than one day before the episode comes out. But I specifically wanted to record on January 1st, 2025, so I could get my clear first thoughts on this year. And yeah, clear first thoughts, I'm ready for it. I'm excited for it. I also feel like there are so many unknowns, which obviously we don't know anything that's going to happen yet. Well, we know some things, I'm sure. Some planned things for the year. But I'm really just looking at 2025 as a blank slate. And the way that I'm starting this blank slate this year, big news, is that I'm actually, for the very first time in Typically Peachy history, going to be taking a break. Pause for dramatic effect. Yes, a break. You guys, I have not taken a break from this podcast, not a single week off for, what number episode is this? 227? For 227 weeks, I have not taken a single break from this podcast. I started this in August of 2020. It's now 2025, and I have decided that I need a second. I really need a second, and I'm actually taking a break from this podcast and also my other podcast, Excuse My Reach, just really because I feel like I need time to be creative again. So much of the process of doing this, putting things out, is that it's go, go, go. It's record, it's edit, it's having a little bit of time to ideate, and then doing it all over again week over week for 4 years, going into the 5th year now. That's so wild. And honestly, I'm a little bit nervous to take a break. That's why I've never taken one. I've talked about this in past episodes, and I told you guys that if I ever did decide to actually take a break, I would tell you. And there's a part of me that's like, okay, Emma, it's not this dramatic at all. But for me, for somebody that has a hard time taking a break, it feels dramatic. It feels like a big deal. But I do think the consistency, it's really great. It's like one of the best things. But it can become a situation where you fall into a pattern of just go, go, go. You get comfortable in the way that you've been doing things, that you give yourself very little room to actually grow in it. And I tell you guys all the time on this podcast how much I love growth. Not the biggest fan of change. That feels like a scarier word, but growth, which I know, I get it, does also coincide with change, but growth just feels a lot less scary. And I do want to do that. I want to grow in this podcast. I want to grow in the other podcasts that I have. I also just want to have more clarity. That's something that I feel like, honestly, for the past 5 years, that I've wanted clarity, clarity, clarity. I actually have a 5-year journal that my mom gave me. I talk about this at the top of the year every single year. I've talked about it since I got this journal. And this is now the last year of the journal. And in that journal, just as a reminder, basically it's every single day for 5 years. On that day, you get asked the same question. So January 1st, 2021, you're asked the same question. January 1st, 2022, January 1st, 2023, 2024, and now 2025. So that's for every single day for the year. And I don't remember what day, but on some day, it asks what you want more of or something along those lines. And I always want more clarity. Always. And it's like at a certain point, I probably should get closer to the clarity. But I think that in order to do so, you have to actually take time, set time aside specifically to figure things out. And typically I'm of the mindset, just keep going, going, doing, doing, and along the way you'll figure it out. And for the most part, I do agree with that. But I think you need both. The fact that I haven't taken a break thus far, it's a little bit of a problem. I recognize that. It's not normal by any means. And I've been able to take a break with my other podcast. I take the month of December off, but I decided because I'm going to take some time with Typically Peachy, I just also want to take some more time with Excuse My Reach. I really just want to ideate and figure out better scheduling and plan things ahead a bit more. This is so fun, and it's always been a passion project for me, truly, and it still completely is. But that doesn't mean I don't want to do more with it. I just feel like I haven't had the time to figure out what those next steps are. I know some of the things that I want to do, but only really high level. And I feel like I haven't been able to implement them because it's just go, go, go. So I'm taking a second to pause. Again, I know maybe I'm making it seem a little bit more dramatic than it needs to be. But if you do something consistently for a really long time, and then you do decide to stop for a second, it kind of is shocking. I don't know how I'm gonna feel after this break is over. That's something that I'm very interested to see. I'm interested to see how personally I'm gonna operate in this time. I don't right now have a set plan of honestly even how long this break is going to be. It's not going to be super long. My thought right now is that it's probably going to be about a month. I'll probably be back in February. That's my tentative plan, but I'm going to play it by ear. I know myself though, and I know I'm going to want to get back to it. I just want to make sure that when I come back, that clarity does exist a bit more. And those next steps exist a bit more. Those goals exist a bit more. So that's a huge goal for me for 2025. Actually acting on clarity, not just saying that I want it, but putting things into motion to get closer to that. Also recognizing what long term will be best. I'm very much a person that is just like, if you have an idea, you want to do something, start it. And I think that's benefited me a lot. But with that paired with not taking breaks, I just don't think I've been able to do as much as I want to do. So I'm also going to be better at taking breaks. And you know, I do think that after this first one, it will be easier for me to take a break. This is another thing that I've talked about before. But after a while, it just became harder and harder. Like after the first year, because I didn't take a break, I was like, oh my gosh, now that I haven't, I want to see how long I can go. And then 2 years passed, then 3 years passed, then 4 years passed. And I'm like, okay, Emma, you need to chill for a second. Because yes, I love this and I have so much fun doing it, but it also is work to do. And it's fun work. It's work that I like. But when there's too much work and you're not even pausing for traveling or for big events or for anything like that, it's a lot. And I found myself feeling a little bit too stressed about it all, specifically, I think, in the month of December, which is maybe it led me to finally be at a place to be a little bit more real with myself and realize what would both be best for me, best for the podcasts, best for everything. And who knows, maybe I come back and there is honestly very little change. And that's okay too. Again, I'm putting very little expectations on it right now because I haven't yet taken the time. Once I take the time, I mean, the plan is to have more of a plan. So we'll see. Also, it just feels like the perfect time to do it. I know a lot of people for podcasts or for any type of content take time in December off, which is what I do for Excuse My Reach. But that also has to do with the guest element of it. It's hard to schedule time with guests in the month of December. But the problem with that too is that you get a break, but it's not really a creative break. At least that's what I've found. And granted, it's probably because of the amount of travel that I did do this past month, but it did not really feel like a break. It was so fun. I was so grateful for every single thing that I was able to do last month, but I'm tired. I'm so tired. That's why I'm so incredibly happy to be home and to be grounded, centered. Obviously, the little simple things like sleeping in my own bed, taking a shower in my own shower, hanging out on my own couch, having my own clothes around me, I can actually pick things out instead of just living out of a suitcase, all those things. But then on this side of it too, from a podcast standpoint, we moved into our new place and I haven't even really figured out what I want the podcast studio type room to be, which I'm so excited for that. But that's what I want to do during this month as well. Figure out a great space. Maybe we'll incorporate a video element, some short clips possibly. I don't know, we'll see. Maybe interacting on other platforms. The world is our oyster. We've really just scratched the surface with things that we can do. And I also want to be cognizant of the fact that I also have a full-time job. I don't talk about it that much on this podcast, but doing that plus passion projects, it's definitely hard to manage it all. I love doing it, and I can't imagine not doing it or not doing something in that capacity. But yeah, I think being able to plan out further rather than just always doing things week of will be really nice. Hopefully. Again, I'm just at the ideation stage. I'm actually not even at the ideation stage yet. I'm just at the announcing of this stage. And I didn't even really have the idea to take a break for both these podcasts until literally like last week. Or maybe it was the start of this week. I don't know. I was really just thinking about it. And I was thinking, if not now, when? And why not now? I truly do feel so excited for this year. For some reason, there's something in my mind that just feels like there's opportunity. I don't know why. I really have nothing tangible even to point to as to why I would be thinking that. It just feels different. And I don't feel this way at the top of every year. I really don't. So for some reason, my brain just connected the dots that, okay, if it feels that way, then maybe this is the perfect time to do something a little different. Even if it's not that drastic, a break is different for me. Creative space without the act of producing new content is different for me. So I'm excited. And I'm also excited to be excited. Again, I have no idea what's going to happen in 2025. One thing, though, that I have been keeping kind of top of my mind that does sort of kind of go into the clarity mindset, what I'm hoping to really figure out this year, is the thought, and this is for everybody, but the idea of why can't it happen to you? Whatever you want. Really being honest with yourself, thinking, what is it that I want this year? Maybe taking a step back, what is it that I want this month? What is it that I want this week? And then having that mindset of why can't it happen to you? Because why can't it? You look around and you see opportunities that other people may have. And this isn't about like a comparison situation or being envious of other people's positions in life, but it's more just reminding yourself that you are a capable, smart, hardworking, creative, talented, whatever other word describes you, individual. We all have some of those characteristics and qualities in different things, but in something. So whatever those things are that I figure out this week, this month, this year, that hopefully I do get clarity on what I want, I'm also going to really try to remind myself, why can't it happen to you? Why can't it happen for you? If you put in the work, if you put in the time, if you put in the effort, why not you? I'm not even the most into manifestation or anything like that. But I don't know, you guys. 2025, it really is feeling different. And this is just day one, okay? Day one, I have high hopes. So before I leave you for a bit, not too long, I will be coming back. I will. I'm telling that to both you and me. Because, yeah, it feels weird. It feels weird that I'm not going to be talking to you a week from now. But it's okay. It's not goodbye. It's see you later. But anyway, before I do leave you, I will recommend a song. And I'm pretty sure this is going to be a back-to-back artist situation. I think the last song that I recommended was also by Chance Peña. And this song is by him as well. But I have been listening to this song on repeat, and I feel like it's helped with the mindset that I'm in right now. This song is called The Mountain Is You by Chance Peña. And I don't know, it's been motivating me. It's been reminding me that, just like the title, The Mountain Is You. We gotta get over that mountain, we gotta climb it. Get yourself out of your own way, try new things, switch it up, whether that means doing more, doing less, just doing different. Understanding what things work, what things don't, and acting towards clarity, towards answers. Not just focusing on questions, focusing on solutions. So, if you want to be inspired like that too, maybe this song will do it for you. Check it out. On our playlist, Typically Peachy, What's Good on Spotify. And then the only other thing that I want to do for this episode is go through that book that I do always go through, that 5-year journal. Typically, I think maybe I go through it at the end of the year and pull out some of the things that I've written that year and see how it compared to years past. Actually, I think that's probably definitely what I do, because if I did it at the start of the year, I would only have one page to read, which is fine because that's what I'm doing this year. I didn't do it at the end of the year, so we're going to do January 1st. And this is the last January 1st entry for this book. If you guys want to know what it's called, it is Q&A a Day, 365 Questions, 5 Years, 1,825 Answers, 5-Year Journal. All right, like I said, I started this in 2021. My mom gave it to me, and I've loved this book. This is such a fun exercise to do. I used to keep a diary, and I love doing that, but it is kind of hard to upkeep, if I'm being honest, and this is very easy to do. You could also backtrack if you miss a day or two. It's very easy. Great gift to give to somebody. All right, so January 1st, the question is, what is your mission? 2021, let's see what I wrote. I said, to start this year with purpose of doing things I love, giving my best shot at everything I do, and making positive steps forwards in passions, career, and relationships. I feel like 2021, Emma nailed it. She did that. All right, 2022, what is your mission? To find clarity in all that I'm doing. See, you guys, clarity. To focus deeply on happiness, maintenance, and self-progress. To understand what will make me the happiest in my passions, career, and relationships, and act on that understanding. Okay, 2022, kind of the same vibe, kind of the same vibe. And I did in certain ways, but I think we can do better, personally. All right, 2023, what is your mission? To make my own midnights. Find what's right for me and ride with it. Don't second guess. Strive for clarity. And if things still don't seem crystal, try to have fun while making it shine. Learn, grow, keep going. That's pretty good. I like that one. All right, 2024, last year, let's see what I had to say. What is your mission? Open door. Welcome in what's to come without any specific expectations, but with the hope for growth in all areas. Expand passions, profession, personal. Find the open doors and walk through optimistically and intentionally. My missions are very similar every year. You can tell that I wrote all these. I do feel like that was very much the vibe of this year, though. I don't feel like I had specific expectations. And even that, you can kind of tell I didn't have as much, not necessarily not hope for 2024, but I just didn't have the same feeling that I have right now. Also, weirdly, me saying open door and then us buying a condo in 2024, walking through a new physical door to our home, kind of cool, okay? Just connecting some dots here, but kind of cool. All right, and then this year, 2025, January 1st, today, for me, it's a second for you guys when you're listening to this, but I did write this one in already, so here we go. The last January 1st entry of this book, 2025, what is your mission? Acting on clarity. Finding solutions to questions, growing through learning, making my time count, keep passion, purpose, family, friends, happiness, and hard work at the forefront. Live fully. It's a time to be alive. So there you have it. That's how I feel. 2025, it's time to be alive. It's time to live fully, get concrete, clear answers to questions, all the above. That's going to start with this break, and I'm sad to say goodbye today, but I'm also excited, and I'm excited to come back to you guys with maybe some newness, maybe some old, hopefully with just more direction. Even more passion, more purpose, everything. This is going to be really good. And if you guys are in a similar boat right now, you feel overwhelmed by the last couple of months, and you also need a break, take that time. Take it. I feel like we will thank ourselves later. I think our work will probably thank ourselves later. Our creative juices will probably flow a lot better. And if you're on the opposite side of that, and you feel like you are ready to hit the ground running, then follow that. Do whatever feels like it is right for you right now. Let's all follow our instincts going into this new year. 2025, I'm rooting for you. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. I hope that you have an amazing rest of your week, a fantastic weekend. Spend some time with the people that you love. Say something nice to a stranger. I will be back with both podcasts, Typically Peachy and Excuse My Reach, very, very soon, likely February. If things last longer than I anticipate, I'll give you some updates on my Instagram. So make sure that you follow us over there at Typically Peachy, and also plug for the other podcast at Excuse My Reach. If you are missing me during this short break, you have 227 episodes to go listen to if you've missed any. Thank you so much for letting me take the time to grow, to recoup, to be creative. It's going to be well worth it. I just know it. Take the breaks you need. Let's rest up, then gear up. Give 2025 all that we've got. And don't forget to stay peachy, my friends.